Welcome to Country Squire Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year again. This is Bo, and this week we have got John David and Quinn the Intern discussing their experiences from the Chicago Pipe Show. You know, we are big fans of the Chicago Pipe Show, so glad to see its epic return. And, you know, there's some big news that we need to talk about real quick. We need to give some massive acknowledgments because John David got a little something of an award, a little something of some praise. One might even argue the highest award in the field was actually given to John David at this year's Chicago Pipe Show, Master of Pipes. Now, y'all have heard us talk about the Master of Pipes Award before in the past, and while the Master of Pipes and I won't be able to sit down and me fully give him his praises for a few more weeks, we wanted to go ahead and give you this interview with Quinn and John David so that you could hear a little bit about their experiences and talk a little bit about what it's like to go to the Chicago Pipe Show for the first time. Obviously, John David is a veteran in so many ways for the Chicago Pipe Show, or should I say Master Cole? I don't know. We need to figure that out. Master Cole... I'm gonna try. He's actually, you know, very experienced going to the Chicago Pipe Show, but also along with him, Quinn the intern, who was there for the first time, and so they discuss a little bit about what that's like, and I think you're gonna really enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, let me go ahead and kick it to Master Cole and Quinn the intern.
All right, this is John David Cole, freshly back from the Chicago Pipe Show, and I'm with a dear friend of mine and a co-worker, colleague, fellow tobacconist, rabble-rouser, Quinn Crawford. And man, we just got back and man, wanted to kind of debrief. This was Quinn, who works at the Country Squire and is a budding tobacconist in his own right. We took him up there for the first time and wanted him to kind of experience what the Chicago Pipe Show is like and all that. And anyway, I thought we'd have a little conversation about it. So, Quinn, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, doing well. Glad to be here. Glad to be back from Chicago. It was one heck of a time. There's really no words to put it. I think we're just going to take this as kind of an opportunity to, you know, if you haven't been to a pipe show, yeah, get out to one, because it's definitely an experience everyone needs to take part in, especially if you smoke a pipe, especially if you love tobacco.
If you're like part of the enthusiast.
Yeah, if you're
community.
An enthusiast, you need to be there for sure.
Did you come back with any money? Do you have any money?
I might have slept on the couch.
I was about to say your wife doesn't listen to this show much, so I'm sure, you know, whatever. It's just me and me talking, man. We don't have to, you know.
Yeah. No, we're all good. I was a good boy. I didn't do anything bad. And I'm lucky to have a wife who supports my hobby and supports my career. So
no, that's
we're
right,
all good.
Man,
no sleeping on the couch.
We are so blessed to both have spouses that, man, are cool with what we do and, man, come home smelling like pipe smoke every day. And, you know, it like we say in my house, it's just a smell of money. You know, it smells like money. That's just the smell of paying the bills, baby.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's awesome. Man, well, back from Chicago and kind of licking our wounds a little bit. It was exhausting, but a whole lot of fun. And what, you know, before we went to Chicago, you know, you were really, really excited. We talked about it for months and kind of getting geared up to, you know, go meet a bunch of pipe carvers and, you know, see a bunch of estate pipes and unique pieces and, you know, rub shoulders with kind of pipe smoking celebrities and all that type of stuff. To talk about your expectation going into what's probably the world's, you know, most famous pipe show.
Well, honestly, you know, I'm a type of person who does a lot of research going in. So I had listened to a lot of podcasts that had touched on the subject, you know, Pipes Magazine. He talked several times about how to prepare for a pipe show and things like that.
Yeah.
I had some older gentlemen in the hobby give me their advice. So I know this year was different location and stuff. So I tried to go in as much as a clean slate as I could, but I knew I was going to be seeing a lot. I was going to be smoking a lot. I was going to be talking a lot. I was going to be, you know, I knew it was going to be a lot.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of, you know, brace myself for impact as much as I could. So I was just ready for something big, something new, something exciting, and jumped with both feet in, you know, just ready.
Yeah. No, that's great. Did when you got up there and kind of got the lay of the land a little bit, were you surprised by anything you saw at the show? Was there anything that kind of caught you off guard, or you know, you thought to yourself like, oh, this is kind of different than I might thought it would have been?
I don't think so. I think everything was pretty much as people, you hear the tales of all the past pipe shows and of Chicago, and I think it lives up to all the stories if you're willing to listen to older people who have been to, you know, they obviously there's been changes over the years, but it really is. It's almost like a family reunion, just seeing all the people you've talked to on the...
That's actually a great way to put it, yeah.
All the people you've talked to on social media and, or have come through the shop and things like that, you get to see them again and put a face to the Instagram handle or Facebook, you know, name, yeah, just that kind of thing.
Or actual human form, yeah. To like, you know, faces you've seen all over the place.
Exactly.
You know, meet someone and you're like, wow, you're a lot shorter than I thought you would be.
Exactly.
Which I think is what everyone thinks when they see me. But anyway, it's so funny, man. Yeah, just getting the, it's kind of a alternate reality really that we live in, you know, just interacting with these people across the world. And then you're like, oh, that's Nana Everson, like, and she's eating breakfast like a few tables away from us.
Exactly.
And like that. Oh, and she also eats bacon. That's interesting. Like,
Exactly. It's like it's like going to Hollywood and running into like celebrities, people you like idolize, and you're like bumping shoulders with them.
Yeah, and you're trying not to geek out, like, oh, sign my face or whatever.
Be cool.
Please be cool. Try to be cool. No, that's exactly right. Man, well, talk about the, you know, so we got to the resort, which is, it's actually a new venue this year, right? We've kind of mentioned that before, where, you know, this year the Pheasant Run not only, closed down where they've had it years before, but it actually, the week of the show this year, tragically burned to the ground, which is just crazy. I was laughing with a lot of folks at the show, you know, just saying there were probably pipe smokers out there like taking bricks from the old, you know, Pheasant Run or whatever as souvenirs to take home. But, man, just, you know, sad that it burned down. But, obviously they had to find a new venue this year, and did the Marriott in Lincolnshire. Talk about, you know, the facility, the hotel, the town, you know, and then also kind of getting to hang out in Chicago a little bit. You and I did some downtown walking and some, pipe shop browsing and stuff like that.
Yeah, so the venue was actually very nice. We were actually kind of surprised that just the layout was very good for the Chicago show, from the floor to the where they had seminars for pipe making. Yeah. Very useful. I heard the tent was a little smaller, but it was perfect. You know, the they had plenty of chairs and seating, and it was awesome just to go in there at night and just be packed out full of pipe smokers. And it was almost like, man, who am I going to sit with?
Oh, no, right. Yeah.
Like a middle schooler at lunch. Like, oh, man. But it was a great venue. There was a
middle schooler at lunch. Like, I want to be with the cool kids, but there's a lot of cool kids. Yeah.
Yes. It's Lincolnshire is not very far from downtown Chicago. So we took off one day and did all the touristy things downtown as much as we could. We're a couple old men, but, you know, we got to do that. And there are plenty of great places to eat that are not very far from Lincolnshire. So if you Uber around or you get a rental car, you know, things are pretty accessible.
Yeah.
I think this venue will be a great venue moving forward. Rooms were nice. The hotel staff was awesome. It was a very great layout.
Yeah. I was, you know, I think a lot of us were a little concerned. Like, we kind of, back when the Pheasant Run was the venue, most of the pipe community just kind of took it for granted that it was kind of an old, rundown facility. And so, you know, they had like no smoking signs, but everyone was like, whatever. And like, so people smoked in their room and stuff. And I think we're really concerned that like people would kind of respect the facility and just honor, you know, and just put on our best foot forward as far as a community to make sure we would be, you know, a good guest and that they'd invite us back next year. And, you know, all indications were it was just, you know, a resounding success. So Yeah, it was really neat. It's kind of funny. You know, you didn't get to see the old Pheasant Run, obviously, but the new hotel that they've kind of landed on here, the Marriott, it has that feel of an older kind of 1970s, 1980s hotel resort, if you will. But it's just one that's been kind of maintained. You know, when maybe when there was a stain in the carpet, they actually got it fixed. Or, you know, if a glass pane broke, they actually replaced the glass. Or, you know, they occasionally put some new paint on the wall. So it kind of has this old feel to it just because of the layout. But it was kind of neat. It, you know, actually was kind of reminiscent of the Pheasant Run if it was kind of, you know, if it had been kind of kept up, you know.
Yeah, not, exactly.
That's not what, just destroyed.
I heard that from more than one person, that it reminded them of the Pheasant Run, but more, you know, kept up, slightly updated.
Right.
But, great facility.
No, it was awesome. The staff and everyone up there was really great. Well, that's great. Talk about, like, okay, so we... You know, we went to Ewan Reese, and then we went to Arlington Pipe and Cigar. Got to see a few things there. Talk about kind of your experience going to a couple of really great pipe shops up in Chicago.
The Arlington store was very awesome. We were very impressed, both of us, at their smoking lounge, and their pipe and pipe tobacco selection was great, very on par. I don't think they were lacking anything, you know, really. It's just, it seems
world-class.
Like a great place to, you know, hang out and chill. We didn't get to, you know, sit down or anything, but, you know, we got to scope out and get a good lay of the land. And it seems like an awesome shop. And next time we're in Chicago, we're definitely going to carve out some time to sit down and enjoy a pipe.
Does a great job kind of curating their whole selection. And their whole staff is just really, really cool.
Awesome. Top-notch guys. Ewan Reese... that was awesome. Just a step back in time, if you will. You know, just the whole layout. You know, you go up an elevator and there you are, and the old wood paneling,
all the wood paneling,
and old telephone booths.
Uh-huh.
And it just an awesome store with awesome selection of pipes, great staff, great selection on cigars. Just, you know, everything you want in a pipe store. That's 150 years old, you know, it's just old.
It was so cool. We got up there, and of course, Douglas was behind the counter with this thick Brooklyn accent. You know, in Chicago, it's kind of this weird, you know, you're like, wait, where am I again? You know, and then, of course, Harry behind the counter, and we got to meet Kevin, and Chuck was hanging out as well. And just a great crew up there, man. And Douglas took really, really good care of us, and just rolled out the red carpet. It was really neat. They took us back and showed us the lounge area that kind of overlooks the L train. And it was cool. I was really impressed with all the pipes we saw. And so I don't know if I've ever seen that many Dunhills in one place. It was pretty special. So.
Yeah, it was very epic. Just go in such a store that has so much history, and we're sitting in the lounge, just kind of dimly lighted. You know, just a perfect place to like smoke a cigar, smoke a pipe, and you're just like, I bet a lot of deals have gone down in this room.
I know, right?
Good
yeah.
and bad.
Good and bad. Right. These people know where the bodies are buried. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now it's funny. Quinn and I, you know, here we are, a couple of Mississippi kids, just, you know, poking around this really high end shop in Chicago, and we both like start fancying this Dunhill cigar case. It was this beautiful leather cigar case that had the, you know, the white spot on it. That was, you know, very elegant, and it had this really neat kind of tartan, you know, cover on it. It was just a plaid kind of, fabric covering on part of it. And we both really liked it. I could tell. And I just walked away because I was like, I know this is ridiculously expensive. I don't even want to know. And you had the guts to actually ask how much was it?
Oh, man, it was like a $300-$400
cigar case
that holds three cigars. And we're like,
it's like, man, I got to get home, dude.
there are some pipes I have not seen yet that I need.
It's like, man, I'm already going to be enough trouble from this trip. Like, that's the last thing I need to do. Yeah, it was funny. Douglas really took good care of us. And if you ever go up there and bump into him, please say hey. They have, of course, their five-star series, right, of tobaccos that that they have tinned for them. It's a line of tobaccos, obviously their own brand, Ewan Reese, and they have one of the tobaccos called Distinguished Gentleman, and that Distinguished Gentleman is actually referring to Douglas, which is kind of funny. He was trying to get them to, I can't remember exactly what he said. They took a couple of their blends and threw in some stuff and came out with Distinguished Gentleman. And if you meet Douglas, you'll realize why. So anyway,
neither one of us could get away with that.
Douglas,
he can do it.
They would name it after us. It'd be like, redneck with full set of teeth, something like that. It's ridiculous. But anyway, two world-class shops. If you ever are up there, obviously everyone wants to go to Ewan Reese, but Arlington Pipe and Cigar, you'd be hard-pressed anywhere in the United States to find a better selection of particularly tinned tobaccos. I mean, they just really had a great, impressive selection of tins. So that was really cool. Well, okay, so we got back to the resort. Talk about, it's the day of the show. You and I wake up, we're eating breakfast. We meet a listener and friend from South Texas. That was really cool. And Charles, I think, was his name.
Yeah, Charles.
Yeah, it was good to connect with him. And man, that was just a special time. But went to the show floor. Tell me, first thoughts. What's your gut reaction? Like, you're walking in the doors, you know, you've got your armband and you're like, holy cow, what was Quinn thinking?
Dang, I have a lot to get through.
Yeah.
And luckily, you know, I kind of came prepared. Like, I had a system of, like, I'm going to work my way on one side of the room and get to the other.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, taking advice from other people who've been to shows, you know, you kind of come knowing what you want, you know, being prepared, knowing what you collect and having an eye for pipes.
Yeah.
That kind of helps out a lot. You know, I wasn't sitting there, you know, digging through bins, because most people are putting their really nice stuff, you know, out on the table, best foot forward. So
right.
You just kind of combing through everything, looking at all the pipe tobacco, looking at all the pipes and trying to find what you collect, what you like. It was awesome to see pieces that you've only seen online, but you finally got to see them in person, you know, makers that you only see on Instagram, and you finally get to hold one of their pieces and check out their button work and look at their craftsmanship and realize, oh man, okay, I'm putting this on my bucket list. I'm putting this on my bucket list. They're just continues to shape you as a someone who's a pipe enthusiast, as someone who's a tobacco enthusiast. You get more ideas. You know, you go home and you create your own Pinterest in your mind, if you will. You know, of pipes you want and pipes. I gotta add this maker to my list, or you know,
yeah.
And you find pieces that just grab you, and you have to pull the trigger on. You know,
you
had to, choices were made. You know, you had to. So I just took it one table at a time, and I kind of advised the system. And obviously, you know, the show's going on all day, so I probably walked the floor probably about, you know, 20 times.
Yeah,
So you go through once, you go through again,
and you go just
have lunch.
Make your rounds and then lick your wounds and then go back and, you know, kind of sharpen your pencil and see how much damage you've done.
I'm ready to hurt again.
Be thankful that you've got, you know, forgiving spouse.
Hey, jumping in real quick to tell you about the sponsor for this week, our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. Every single Tuesday is Cobb Tuesday. And so if you're not following them on social media, you absolutely should. Honestly, you should be anyway. But because of Cobb Tuesday, by doing so and engaging with them, you have the opportunity to potentially win a few things. So head over there, let them know that you heard about them on Country Squire Radio and that you really appreciate them for sponsoring our show. Of course, Missouri Meerschaum has amazing corn cob pipes. They've also got great clay pipes. They've got some wonderful memorabilia. You know, they are one of the industry standards that we just absolutely love waving the flag for here over at Country Squire Radio. So major shout outs to our friends there. And like I said, don't miss out on Cobb Tuesday. Be sure to follow them on all their social media, especially Facebook. Let them know that Country Squire Radio sent you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, let's kick it back to John David and Quinn the intern.
You know, and this time there were actually two rooms, you know, it was two big ballrooms this time. And so because both of the ballrooms weren't quite the size of the old big ballroom that they had at the Pheasant Run. So they kind of had to split it up a little bit, but it was still really nice and worked out good. You know, what was one of the most interesting things you think you saw out there? What's something that's really memorable that you're just like, wow, that was fascinating? Has anything kind of come to mind?
Yeah, so it was, some of like the memorable things is to see, some of the carved pipes that are out there, just very intricately carved. I know Murph's pipes, I think that's right. Mm-hmm. He was there, and just to see his stuff in person, it's just like, wow, this is crazy intense that someone right. can do that with briar.
Right.
And, his pieces were actually very affordable. And there was another guy there, and he used different kinds of... I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but his carvings, too, were just very out there and
right.
just really cool pieces to see. And he used different kinds of wood. It's just... Those kind of things always kind of stick out in your mind because they're different from the classic billiard or classic,
yeah.
you know, English-style bulldog. You see thousands of those, and you kind of get used to them. But when you see those things, they're just wow! You're never gonna see again.
Kind of
you know?
Wacky, yeah.
Just
even different from like your traditional Danish shapes and stuff, or you know, some of those Italian influenced designs. Like you just see some wacky stuff.
Yeah, and when you
a
do,
lot of creativity.
Yeah, when you do, it sticks out of your mind, and it's just really cool to see the artistry and some of those guys who do intricate carvings and stuff like that. I always find that like really cool.
Yeah. Who was the person you met that you were most excited to meet?
It was probably Tom Eltang.
Yeah.
You know, I we're sitting in the smoking tent, tent's closing up, and someone came to our table and said, hey, do you want to come back to our room for cocktails? And I knew this person, and I'm like, well, look, yeah, I'll go. And John David, he decides to stay.
I'm like, no, I'm going to stay, and then I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, he decided to go to bed, but I decided to go.
Well, I was having a drink with Scott Teeley. I was like, I'm going to hang out with him, and then I'm going to go hit the sack. So
yeah, so I end up in a room with several, you know, people that I look up to in the industry, and there, you know, I'm sitting right next to Tom Eltang.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that was just, you know, once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And so cool, man.
Got to rub shoulders with them and, you know, just talk and... make jokes, and you know, it's great. It's great to be part of this community.
Yeah, it really is special. Tell me about, you know, tell me about some pieces you bought. You know, did you kind of stumble upon some briar that you felt like you had to leave Chicago with?
Yeah, so I kind of know what I want and what I wanted to look at. And there's some pieces that, you know, tugged on my strings and
hit the right
criteria. I picked up an older Bruce Weaver piece.
Yeah, I know a Bruce Weaver piece had kind of been on your list, you know.
Yeah, that has been on my bucket list.
Of course, recently departed, and, you know, Bruce, obviously legend in the American carving scene, and you know, you're going to see less and less of his pieces out there, you know, yeah, going forward. So
you have one, and I've been eyeing several of them and trying to find one that fits something that I like, and there's just one at a table I just kept coming back to and cut a deal, and it was mine. So that's one piece I picked up, and I also picked up a Scotty Priscille.
Yeah.
Got me a little pencil shank. It's a little cauldron, awesome pipe, beautiful sandblast. I happened to be in the room for Vermont Freehand, and she was in there, and she was talking shop and talking materials, and I'm sitting there just, you know, eagerly listening, and she was waiting on someone else to meet her to show the pipes, but they weren't showing up, and she's like, "Do you want to see him?" I was like, "Heck to the yeah!"
You were like the first person in the entire show that got to see Scotty's pipes. Yeah, it was so cool.
It was awesome. Right place, right time, and it was like, "Let me look That's at awesome. These," and I'm just eyeballing them all out, and that was the one that jumped off the page to me. Besides the one that like was longer than my arm.
I know.
But other than that,
I'm sure most of our pipe enthusiasts know Scotty Purcell, you know, great American pipe carver, one of the leading female carvers in the world, and just certainly has a, you know, her distinctive, you know, design, or at least her distinctive flair when it comes to her own pipes. Lots and lots of pencil shanks, thin lines, very svelte pieces that are very, very light. She's just incredibly talented, great button work or stem work and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, she had a pipe that was, I mean, I don't know how long my forearm is, but it was longer than that.
Yeah, it was one of the longest pipes I've seen.
Honestly, the only reason I didn't think about buying it was because I knew I don't think I could get it home in one piece. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like if I packed it in any way, like, it would just, I couldn't get it home. I'd have to drive it home.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was so cool.
How do I get this through TSA?
I know, right? Yeah. Man, what was there a piece or something at the show that you didn't buy that you wish you had bought?
Yeah, so a Trey Rice. Trey Rice was at the show. Great guy.
Awesome guy.
Awesome carver.
I got one of his pieces up there.
Yeah, I kicked myself for that one. you know, you can't buy everything, but, you know, just looking at all his pieces, he had some very gorgeous pieces. And
yeah,
we were some of the first people to see his pipes. You know, we were just right place at the right time, sitting at a table, and he just showed up at the show, opens up his box, and we're just, you know, gawking. It was like, I was very close to, like, shut up, take my money.
Like, I'll give you $500, just pick one out for me.
please.
Anything else at the show you wish you kind of snagged?
There were some tins of tobacco I should have probably picked up, just because of availability. If you're in this hobby long enough, you realize you can't take home everything.
And right.
So some things you just, you know, I can learn to live without it, you know. And
you also know,
you get more focused in your collecting, whether it be pipe tobacco and whether it be pipes. You get more honed in on what you like, and you have a bucket list, so to say, and just kind of, you know, slowly check that list off.
I think that's a good point, Quinn. And I think, you know, I don't know. This could really be an episode in itself discussing this. But it's almost like, you know, when you get into pipe smoking, you think so many pieces are beautiful and you want all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that's an incredible horn. Oh, that's an incredible Rhodesian. Oh, like, you know, this tamper is just so cool. And, like, I've got to have it. Or, like, this, you know, whatever accessory. And I guess, you know, the longer I've been kind of in this world, in this profession, I kind of am more and more aware of like, no, I have things that I think are pretty, but that someone else needs to own that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that, you know, I think are very pretty and that I need to own. You know, it's like you kind of hone in what you're really interested in. I think you put that very well. You know, what your tastes are and what you want more of in your collection. And, you know, there's some people there that what they collect is tampers, you know, and that's what they want. They're looking for cool tampers and, you know, or estate pipes, or, you know, if you're like me, you're, you know, going to every table looking at the Sheratons. And I bought one Sheraton the whole trip, and it was from Dave Shane. I didn't even buy it off a table. And, was really, really proud of myself, but a beautiful, beautiful blasted Sheraton. It was really pretty. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to get your perspective on that because, you know, there's so many pieces. It's like, what do I walk away with? You know, I know you really like the old Savinelli Estellas, you know, that they haven't made for like 30 years. And there was one Estella on someone's, you know, table. I think maybe they wanted $50 for
yeah,
it or something.
Yeah, which was a steal.
And you walked away from that piece so many times and went back and was like, it's still there. And eventually someone nabbed it.
Yeah, and they got a steal. It's just one of those things that, like, you know, you have that internal argument in your head of, okay, what am I going to get? You know, am I going to get this pipe or am I going to get this pipe? Right. Am I going to get a combination of this pipe and that tobacco or, you know, all right. Tobacco? And you just... You as an individual has to weigh that out as, you know, what's important in your hobby and what's important in your collection.
You know, one thing that I think is kind of, I guess the thing that caught me off guard getting used to these pipe shows, and I think something that people need to know about if they really are interested in getting the best selection of pipes, is to show up early before the actual show itself. Talk about what it's like to just be, you know, you're there a couple days early, you're sitting around the smoking tent, or even the day before on the Friday before, and they have the swap and smoke and everything. Like, what's it like to be sitting there chatting with someone at a table, realizing they're a pipe carver, and then before you know it, they've pulled out, you know, their treasured pieces? Like, what's that like? Can you kind of describe that experience?
That's an awesome experience. Yeah, going early does give you an advantage. You get the layout of the land, and you get to meet all the early birds at the pipe show, and that's awesome. Yeah. And
which are a lot of industry folks.
Yeah, which is a lot of industry folks.
Yeah.
And it is, being there early, we did get a lot of access to, you know, pipe carvers who just showed up, you know, just rolled off an airplane or got out of a car.
Right.
And they sat down with you and they're like, oh, yeah, let me show you my pieces. So, you know, Brandon Brooks, Jared Cole.
Jared
Cole.
Yeah,
both of those guys are awesome.
Yep.
We had already mentioned Trey Rice and
Alexander Hasty.
Alexander Hasty, Scotty Brazil. So it's just going early. You just got to see a lot of people's work before it actually hit their table.
Yeah.
Nate King was another one. We got to see his stuff before it, you know, rolled out on the table. And you just kind of, like, looked and, like, I like that one.
Yeah.
I wish that one could go home with me, but, you know.
I forget exactly how it happened. It's like you saw some Jared Cole's pipes sitting out on the table, and then you're like, those are is that Jared Cole's? Like, it's so cool. Of course, Jared, you know, from California, just a great guy. All these people are just so friendly. And you're sitting there like, you know, we're kind of oogling over Trey Rice's selection. Trey, you know, from Texas. And this guy with this Eastern European accent kind of muscles his way up through there. And you know, kind of takes over the whole, you know, table and conversation. And then you realize that's Alex Florov, who makes like $2,000 pipes.
Yes, exactly.
And he's like, no, I'm going to look at these now. Like, y'all step aside. It's my turn.
And then you have Jeff Gracek come up to the table from J. Allen Pipes from San Diego, California. And he's looking over and you're just like, this is awesome. You know,
it's like, man, how did, and listening to the two pipe makers exchange ideas and opinions and feedback. And it's just, it really is beautiful. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a once in a lifetime experience, but well, it's not really, because you get to go again.
I know, right?
You know, we're going to just use this opportunity, like, hey, get out the shows, you know, save up your shekels.
Right.
even if it's across the country, you know, we're already talking about trying to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
To go to Vegas.
That's right.
You know, just get out to your shows. You know, I've heard that 1,000 times, and man, they were preaching the truth. You know,
yeah.
Like, you need to be going to shows. You need to be supporting
the hobby.
The people you need to be pouring into it, and that's one way you can do it is by going to pipe shows.
It really is. The folks at Chicago pulled off a great show this year, and they worked really hard to do it, and obviously they had a you know, kind of a monkey on their back, because, or at least they were behind the eight ball a little bit, or some other goofy expression. You know, they had, you know, we haven't had the show in a couple of years because of COVID, but then also they had to get a new venue, and, you know, so it made it tough, but they did a great job, and I think next year will be even better. Quinn, before we leave, like, kind of shifting gears just a little bit, you know, you've been at the Country Squire now for a little over a year. And, you know, Quinn is, you know, beginning to distinguish himself as a, you know, kind of personality in the pipe community, particularly on Instagram. And then also, you know, as a blender. And talk just very briefly about kind of your, you know, one year in with the apron on, you know, behind the counter, blending pipe tobacco and being on this side of the, you know, the pipe community. What's your perspective?
Man, it's been an awesome 1 year. I just celebrated 1 year at the Squire, and it's been great. The people you meet at the store, the people you get to meet, you know, online because you take their order, or you exchange an email. There are some hard times, you know, trying to troubleshoot or get through some problems you're having with the website, or the computer accidentally oversold an item, and you have to, you know, go back. So yeah, there's some difficulties and mistakes made, but it's definitely been a great year of just because of the people in the community, whether they come through the store or whether you talk to them online or answer one of their questions, or you know, it gives you more of a love for the hobby and more love for the lifestyle that is pipe smoking and tobacco.
Yeah. What would you consider yourself, a tobacco guy or a pipe guy?
It's kind of hard to separate the two there. You know, I know people. There are people who collect pipes, and they never smoke them. And you actually never hear the guy who collects just tins and never smoke. I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I have either. It's like I just collect tins, but I never smoke.
I never collect tins. There's probably somebody out there, so we're probably going to hear from somebody. Oh, I just collect tins.
Please write. Direct your comments to Quinn Crawford. Yeah.
So you know, for me, it's the perfect marriage. You need the tool. You need the instrument, which is the pipe, and I love them. You know. Probably if they did outlaw tobacco, I'd probably still buy pipes because they're pretty. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
But I want to smoke them. So, that's the way I'm going to describe it. It's the perfect marriage, you know. You love the leaf, you love the different varietals, and you love the instrument. You know, you collect both, and you pick up both, and you have a room full of both. Both. The answer is both.
And that's what you want. The answer is yes. Yeah. Well, man, you know, just as, you know, it's kind of weird always having these kind of conversations because, like, yeah, I'm your boss and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you know, as a friend and as, you know, someone that's just observed you over the last year, I'm just really proud of everything you've accomplished. And, man, it's a pleasure getting to work with you every day. And you've got a really bright future in this industry. So, man, just excited to see you continue to grow and all that. You know, a lot of folks know you from Instagram, and then they found you at the show and they were like, oh, you're Magnolia Piper.
Exactly.
And man, it's kind of cool. Just tell folks where they can find you on, you know, on social media.
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram, the Magnolia Piper. Check me out. Always sharing a little bit of behind the scenes, you know, whether it's, you know, filling orders or whether it's something I'm currently working on, or just a good way to kind of get the inside scoop of my pipe journey and what I'm doing and what I'm, you know, what I'm experimenting and what I'm trying and all that jazz.
Yeah, new pipes you buy,
new pipes
what you're
I buy.
Smoking,
yeah,
but, you
exactly.
know, all that kind of crazy stuff that happens around the shop. And I really enjoyed that. Everyone's like, oh yeah, you're the Magnolia Piper. What's your name? You know, it's like, yeah. they know that it's, Magnolia, for those of you who aren't aware, which is probably all of you, that's the state flower of Mississippi. And in our state, it's probably like Texas, Lone Star State in Texas. And so you've got Lone Star this, Lone Star that, everything's named after the Lone Star. Well, in Mississippi, we had this kind of same deal with Magnolia. It's like there's so many businesses named after Magnolias, and you see Magnolias everywhere. It's just kind of part of our identity. I love that you've kind of taken that on, and it's been pretty special to see. So, everyone listening, be sure to follow Quinn there. And of course you're on Facebook as well.
Yes, I'm on Facebook as well. Gotta be, when you're,
whether
you want to or not, when you're on the social media and when you're on retail, you gotta be on everything.
For good or for bad. That's exactly right. Well, brother, thank you for coming on with me today.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Just so glad to get your perspective. And I wish we'd done it a couple days earlier. We're kind of a few days away from getting back now. And so it's, we wanted to get in there though, while it was still fresh, and kind of talk about, our experiences and, just kind of let the dust settle a little bit. And, I hope we sell enough pipes and tobacco to be able to afford to go back next year.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, brother. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
See you.
Well, there you have it. Master of Pipes, John David Cole, and Quinn the Intern. Master of Pipes. Tobacconist extraordinaire, Master of Pipes. I feel like we need to give him like the full-on Targaryen treatment, right? Next time we see him, something like that. I don't know. Have some fun with that. But regardless, really enjoyed hearing about their experiences. Not jealous at all, by the way, that I wasn't there. Just not jealous at all. I don't know about you. If you weren't able to make it to Chicago this year, I'm sure that you listened to that thinking that you weren't jealous that you weren't there, right? No, we're all jealous. They're just sitting back. They're sitting back at the Country Squire talking about Chicago and smoking Whale Song, which they have somewhere back there. They don't. They definitely don't. Anyway, let us know your thoughts if you enjoyed this this trip to Chicago. By the way, if you were in Chicago and you happened to get a picture or a selfie with John David or Quinn, be sure to send that in so we can retweet that out on our social media. And, of course, you can find all of our contact information and more at CountrySquireRadio.com. That's going to do it for this week. So, hey, everybody, let's go have a day.
Chicago, that's my hometown.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.